We had a control room which had grown up like Topsy in a little street called Brisbane Street, and we needed to expand that. That was a very small area with a lot of research going on there in this system and developing it, but people were almost on top of each other. So we had to move. A building had been built on the corner of Brisbane Street and Oxford Street, a multi-story building, which was for sale. And incidentally, I tried to buy it for the DMR, but didn't succeed. So we leased a floor of that to put in a new control centre into this building. And we put it in, and we had expert advisors in every aspect, not only the professional side of the system, but the ergonomics of how you sit and work, and because this thing was going to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I remember saying to Arthur, we better make this look good. This is revolutionary stuff, so we should display it. So I said, let's set the standard of one-upmanship on NASA's control room in America. And I think we achieved it because it was quite outstanding. And of course, at the same time, Arthur and his team were developing the fixed frame television camera system to bring in messages from remote sites on television cameras, what was happening at intersections. And that was installed. So there wasn't only Sydney that you could look at in television cameras, because that was already there, but you could look at discrete places like out at Epping where I lived. You could look at the intersection on the screen and see what was happening.
But Arthur Sims was still not content with this latest achievement. He wanted to further extend the capabilities of the system.
Arthur wanted to put a computer in the box at the corner that would control the signals and change every cycle to respond to the traffic going through. It was a mini computer. And secondly, he wanted us to link all the signals so that the signals could choose for themselves how they linked at different times of the day and different times of the year. But while everybody was concerned with what Arthur was doing and had a high regard for his ability, the major concern was the cost. There was huge costs involved in this, and if you were wrong, you had to scrap it all and start again and go back to electromechanicals and fixed time signals. And so it was a big investment in a direction that had to be taken, and that was my personal challenge. And so I sat on Arthur's desk day after day after day till I understood what he was about and was convinced that we could run this risk of going into this investment. But the big issue that I had in my mind at the time was that even if it was successful, New South Wales would not be buying enough signal controllers to put on intersections in any one year to keep a business in Australia. There just wasn't enough market. And so I then spread it through the NASRA system and talked all of the other states to coming on board, except Queensland. We didn't convince them. And we also talked New Zealand. So that expanded the market and gave us the impetus to let contracts to the Phillips Industries and later AWA to build these computers with a high degree of risk that they would work.
Now, this was the first time that computers were used inside signal boxes, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the first time. Nowhere in the world had anyone attempted, the Phillips people in Holland had been trying for years, but they hadn't got it one to work. In Australia, working with Phillips Australia, developed this, but it was largely, and almost 90%, the personal thoughts and drive of Arthur Sims, who brought that to fruition and put it on a street corner and made it work.
Now, what was so remarkable about Arthur Sims' system?
The key word is adaptive. No other system in the world would change the signal timings at an intersection on the basis of flow through that intersection in the previous 3 or 4 minutes. As I say, they're all fixed time. So traffic at 3 o'clock in the afternoon was based in the systems around the world on what it was 3 o'clock last year, which might be quite different. You could put an Arthur Sims system into an intersection and make no settings on it at all and just run the loop detectors, and that would feed into the computer and the computer would work out what the settings should be.
That's pretty revolutionary for the 70s.
It was absolutely revolutionary.